This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show. Still to come, everything. We have preview all day long, into just about half hour before the game tonight. Commanders and Patriots. We'll be joined in half an hour by JP Finley, live from New England, where he is set for the preseason opener. That's basically it. 5:30 today, we will go around the NFL instead of previewing the preseason games, because nobody wants that. We'll use all the games that are happening and the three that happened last night as an opportunity to talk one storyline, one thing we're looking for throughout the rest of training camp for each and every NFL team. So we have plenty of football on the show today. Metal Chris in the chair for Anthony today. So Metal Chris likes to, if you're watching on YouTube, he likes to be just a big old booming voice with no face. So if you're watching on the stream, and just imagine Anthony Haney's smiling face, and then this big booming voice of Metal Chris. Chris, thanks for being here on a Friday, bud.
Yeah, no problem, man.
All right, so preseason football. What is there to talk about? I think the cynic in me is like, well, nothing. It's preseason. It doesn't matter. And by a results standpoint, it doesn't. You can go 3-0 or 0-3 in the preseason, and it doesn't affect your ability to win the Lombardi Trophy based off of the score. But to pretend like preseason doesn't matter at all is to completely miss the point. I think there's kind of two obvious buckets here for every team, and specifically for the Commanders. The Commanders are leaning heavier into one bucket than the other. The two obvious buckets are you have evaluation and you have preparation. From an evaluation standpoint, you are giving guys opportunities that they probably would not get, or you're basically hoping they do not get in the regular season. And you are saying, like, all right, let's give these guys more chances and see what they do in actual games. You are giving them extra minutes or extra snaps. You're putting them potentially in different roles, saying maybe you're a backup or a special teams guy in the regular season, but let's see what you've got. And then obviously you have guys that are trying to make the roster. So that's kind of like the position battle side of the evaluation. And then you have guys trying to make the roster. And that part is never lost on me. And it's definitely enhanced by the fact that I have worked with Logan for the last, God, when did we start doing Take Command? 4 years ago? I think we did something, maybe we've done 3 years of Take Command, and we had another podcast during the preseason, actually, like 4 years ago. I don't even remember what it was called. But that was the first time we ever worked together, was doing some of that. But like, Logan was a guy who was always on the fringe of the roster. Paulson was an undrafted free agent. Just like so many of these guys. I mean, obviously, most directly, you want a tight end out of UCLA. How's Colson Yankoff for you? Colson, who made the team last year, is trying to fight for that fourth tight end spot. And frankly, right now, it feels like he's a lock to make the team based off of the early returns in camp. But we'll see how things go. And obviously, you got to stay healthy and the whole deal, knock on all the wood. But you have these guys that, as flippantly as we can talk about preseason, as people who are fans that care about, especially now that we have a team that we think can go to the Super Bowl in this city. So fans, media, however you want to draw the lines, like, it's harder to get juiced up for this stuff. But for these men that are going out there tonight, this is everything. especially this first week. Like this, there's some of these guys that are trying to fight to make sure that come Monday when they return to practice, or Sunday, whenever it is they return to practice, that they have a job still, that they have a chance to fight for. And at that point, like if you're on the verge of potentially getting cut with a bad game, you're probably not making the 53. You're probably looking at trying to get a practice squad spot, but that practice squad spot could be the chance that you need to continue to work with coaches and grow and get better. And then there's an injury, then you get your chance getting called up, and you never look back. Like, you just don't know where your opportunity is going to come from if you're fighting on the fringes of the league. And so just on a human level, I think that's a fascinating part of preseason. You get guys that are out there fighting for their football lives. There are people, Commanders, Patriots tonight, athletes on those teams and many others who, if this is it, like if they don't play well, this could be the last football game they ever play. Like, they get cut, they never get signed again, they don't make a camp next year. Like, this is life on the fringes of the NFL. So for those guys, good luck, salute, and I see you, even if we're not going to talk about you a whole lot at the very end of the roster. There's also the preparation part, and this is where the Commanders aren't really leaning into this. And this is where I think the heavier debate is. And we can take some calls on what you're looking for tonight at 301-230-0980. It's 301-230-0980. It used to be preseason game. Well, first of all, there were four games in the preseason. And it was preseason game one. You play like a drive. And you see your coaches talk about, well, we just want them to remember, you know, how to go through warm-ups and put the helmets on and go out there and let's run a couple plays and then let's just call it a day. I don't know why all old football coaches all of a sudden are Southern, but sure, let's roll with it. So you have that. Then you have preseason game two, where they would play like a half and then, or a quarter maybe, and then it was three, you know, maybe into halftime. It was like, oh, we want to get them to the feel of coming out for the second half, get a drive, and then we're going back. There's my old Southern football coach again. And that was thought to be the best way. And I think teams, one, too many teams got burned with guys getting hurt from extended preseason action. And two, I don't think they thought that it was necessary. And then three, the other big shift that we see specific to Commanders Patriots tonight is joint practices became in vogue. And now if I can create a situation that is competitive against another team. So there's an amount of randomness and an amount of adjustments and an amount of all that stuff that you get in a preseason game when it's not all of a sudden your team as a head coach. If I really want to script up a period to give the defense fits, I can have the defensive coordinator work on X, tell the offensive coordinator to work on Y, knowing that Y crushes X, or I can flip that equation and I can engineer the outcome I want. And sometimes I might do that. Can't do that for another team on the other side. You can work with the coach to do something, but he's not going to have his side just get crushed on purpose. I mean, some coaches might for weird motivational stuff, but like you want to work on being in the right stuff and game situations and quality. So what you get is that you get the quality with, and you can engineer certain situations where it's like, I'm not going to engineer my offense getting smoked, but I'm going to engineer a 2-minute drill where we're going to compete in that situation. Because that's important to me. I want to work on situational football if I'm Dan Quinn and I think situational football is really important. And by all of the available data, I am very correct on that. And the emphasis that I put on situational football may or may not have helped us make the NFC Championship game last year. I can engineer those situations while limiting the reps, understanding that we're going at a practice tempo where there's less likely to be injury. We're not tackling to the ground. And my quarterback gets to wear a magic shirt where he can't get hit. And if I can do all of that and not risk injury to my most important player and really lessen the injuries potential, it's really, I mean, you're not 100% on the quarterback, but significantly decrease and decrease with some significance as well, everybody else, why would I play them in the preseason? I do think that if I think about what to watch for tonight, the number one thing I have written down is the running backs and the linebackers. And I don't anticipate Brian Robinson playing. I don't anticipate Austin Ekeler playing. But all the other running backs, literally all of them, are fighting for at least a practice squad spot. I think Jeremy McNichols, Chris Rodriguez, and Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt, a.k.a. Beal, they are fighting for a roster spot. And because the running game is really hard to judge in practice because they don't tackle to the ground, these preseason games become important in those evaluations. More live pass protection stuff for the running backs as well, somewhere where a guy like McNichols has made a name for himself in the league over the years as a reliable running back beyond just running the football. So the linebackers, obviously the inverse of that, guys like Kane Medrano, who if this was NFL flag, like he'd be awesome already, but can he actually tackle? That is the major question. A guy who's a converted offensive player, we will see. So those are some of the things that you're looking for tonight. Some of these positions, when you talk about the evaluation, the preparation piece, I think it's exceptionally important to get some preseason reps to actually do live football stuff, because otherwise you're going to just start the season slow and sloppy. And I think the tackling typically has been bad in the NFL over the first month for the last 5 years, partially because teams don't do it in training camp and less guys that actually are playing minutes once we get to the regular season are playing in the preseason. But if you want to try to shortcut that and start faster, and especially if you're a guy who's trying to make the team, some really important stuff that we will see tonight, albeit it's stuff that's probably on the margins compared to, hey, how's Jaden Daniels playing when we get in the middle of October, November, and certainly December and January. All right, when we get back, what are you watching for tonight? What's important to you? 301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980. And then JP Finley joins us at 4:30 here on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
JP Finley joins us in about 15 minutes here on the Hoffman Show. We are on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Radio. I feel like I should just start jumbling those. I should start juggling all the different places. Or I should just say the same thing every time like I'm supposed to. Anyway, happy Friday. Happy, man, it's a Burgundy and Gold game day. Forgot to say that in the opening segment, but it is. It is time for the Commanders to open their preseason tonight in New England. And we are looking ahead to the game tonight with you. Who are you looking forward to watching? What are you looking forward to watching? 301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980 is where you call and share your thoughts on those things or anything else on your Commander's mind. We got a couple of spots in the show to take calls today. So you can call in now, or we'll actually have some time at 5 o'clock. JP is technically going to be our Not My Beat guest today. Just we have to work with his TV schedule, fancy TV guy. So he'll be with us at 4:30, and 5 o'clock we will take your calls and talk about the game this evening. As for some things that I am watching for tonight, I think one thing, and Standig, I think, was the one who brought this up. It might have been Mitch. We've had great guests this week. Definitely check out the podcast if you have missed it. But one of the things that I think is really worth watching tonight is when these guys play and how long they play, especially amongst the, let's call them projected 53 participants, right? So if there's a guy that you think is going to play like a significant role for this team, and all of a sudden he's out there in the third quarter tonight, that guy needs to do some work to be the guy that, or to earn the role that we think he should have. And I hate to single out anyone, so I'm trying to think of some other examples of guys who might be in that spot. But actually, I'm just going to say the two that I think that probably are on most people's minds, and two guys that I get asked about maybe more than any others, and that's Ben Sinnott and Luke McCaffrey. Sinnott has had an okay training camp. I think a lot of people think has not been as good as Colson Yankoff, the, of course, undrafted free agent who also came out in last year's draft. What's his role on this team? Because he's definitely going to play some special teams. You'd hope he's a bigger part of the offense in year two. You know he's kind of the backup pass-catching tight end, although he can do some blocking, but he's nowhere near the in-line blocker, certainly, that John Bates is. And so what role can Sinnott carve out? How much is he going to get used? And I think a good test of where he is on the depth chart is how deep he plays into the game tonight. Like, is he a two series, one quarter, and out midway through the second? Like, is he in the, is like, he's going to start, I would imagine, at tight end. Him, Bates, you know, starting together, if you will, at tight end. Then how long is he in? And then obviously Luke McCaffrey, same thing. Like, McCaffrey has been spotty in camp. He has definitely made some plays. He has probably been, you know, unfortunately for Luke, playing out of position because they need someone to play outside because Terry is not there. And so what role does he play tonight? Does he start outside? Does he start inside? And then I think this is the thing with the receivers is because you can rotate their roles, if he starts outside, let's say, and then moves inside or starts inside, but then, you know, he's playing in the third quarter, but he's playing a bunch of X or Z outside. Okay, well, that's not the worst case scenario for Luke McCaffrey because they're just trying to give him the extra reps. And this is where, you know, when you are trying to, going back to the first segment, when you're trying to balance the preparation and the evaluation, Luke McCaffrey, for him, if you want to add a third thing, preparation, evaluation, I'm trying to think of a U-ation way to say this, but we're just going to go with the proper word here, and that's development. So you can use this as an opportunity for Luke McCaffrey to become a better football player. Hey, Luke, we're going to really focus on this. Go do it. Luke, we're going to focus on this. Go do it. And same thing for Sinnott. And so for those two guys, how deep into the game they play, I think is definitely part development, but it's also definitely an evaluation for us to say, oh, they're playing deep into the game. That I don't necessarily think that means their roster spots are in trouble, but they're cruising to be deeper on the depth chart than we would have liked in year two. And that's less of a big deal for Luke as a late third round pick. Like if he's a rotational guy that can reliably block and is playing 15 to 20 snaps a game behind Noah Brown, Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuel, and if Jalen Lane pops early, great. Like if Luke McCaffrey's wide receiver five and is a good special teams player and his athleticism shows up on teams and his willingness to do stuff, even though he probably isn't the world's greatest tackler, I would imagine, because he was playing quarterback 3 years ago, that's honestly fine. It's not a failed draft pick. If you have a second round pick in Ben Sinnott, and I hate this for Adam, but like realistically, this is how you have to judge transactions, is like Sinnott was a part of the Cooper DeJean trade. He wasn't the only part, but he was a part of the Cooper DeJean trade. And if he doesn't develop into at least someone that makes some plays, like it's okay, I think, for Ben Sinnott to be inconsistent in year two, but I want the highs to be high. And unfortunately, most coaches don't actually operate that way. Most coaches are like, hey, if you don't play consistently, I'm not going to give you a chance to have high highs because your butt's not going to be on the field. And so I think for those two guys, we're going to have a better understanding tonight of just what the staff thinks of them and where they are on the depth chart. On the other side of the ball, the two guys that I'm most intrigued by are the two linebackers who I think will play deep into the second half. And that's Dominique Hampton and Kane Medrano. And for those guys, they need the experience because Kane converted offensive player, obviously, a couple years ago. And then, you know, he's very, very raw, but super athlete coming out of UCLA this year. And for Hampton, he redshirted last year, so he's basically played no NFL football. He had a good preseason game last year against the Dolphins and has been banged up. And then, you know, once he got healthy, he was inactive every game on purpose because they were converting him and they were, you know, saying, hey, man, work on your body, work on these other things instead of being ready to go on Sundays. And that was how they thought to best spend their time. Hampton is a guy that might wind up playing a ton of Mike linebacker tonight. So, like, we get to see his intelligence. Can you call the defense? Can you get people organized? Or just you got guys running into each other? Does it look like there's a bunch of missed assignments? So I think that's going to be really interesting. And part of the reason that those guys are going to play so many snaps tonight is because who else is going to do it? There's a couple guys beneath them on the depth chart who are extraordinarily unlikely to make the roster. But because Jordan McGee is out and because Bobby Wagner, you know, is Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu is, I mean, Frankie Louvu is not Bobby Wagner, but he is Frankie Louvu, right? An established vet who doesn't need the preseason. He ain't gonna play tonight. I'm sure he'll play in some in the second game, but he's not playing tonight. Then they're kind of the first, the second, and the third string. You know, if third stringers are guys that are fighting for roster spots and special teamers, and your fourth stringers are your guys that are trying to just make the practice squad, and your first stringers and your second stringers are guys that are actually going to play in games, like the linebacker room is thin enough that there's not really a second string, and that's not just unique to the Commanders. That's kind of across the NFL. Your first stringers are definitely not playing. And then the other quirk, this is unique to the Commanders, and why Medrano and Hampton probably wind up playing a ton is your other depth piece at linebacker is Nick Bolor, but Nick Bolor is like 35, 36 years old and is really not a linebacker. Like he technically is a linebacker, but he's a special teams player. To the point that that Ben Standig and his projected 53 did something that I thought was smart, which is instead of listing Nick Bolor in the linebacker room, he said, there's four specialists on this team. There's a punter, there's a kicker, there's a long snapper, and there's Nick Bolor. And so I think that's going to be pretty interesting to watch tonight. There's a couple of other guys, you know, secondary wise that I think are interesting. Obviously, Tyler Owens. I want to see Percy Butler play really well in this game. You know, I talked with Logan on Take Command the other day about how I want to see Percy Butler kind of be dominant. Like, I want to see Percy Butler out there like, yo, I don't belong on this field. I belong resting with the starters. I want to see him take that kind of step. And if he's playing, you know, he might only play a series or two. And if he's playing against twos, like, fine, that's a like on like. But I would love to see Percy Butler just prove that he's better than, you know, maybe he's not a top flight starter, but like, hey, man, I could be a starting safety in the NFL. And that can be tough because the opportunities have to present itself or present themselves. But I definitely would like to see Percy flying all over the field, you know, maybe get his hands on a ball, et cetera, et cetera. The other interesting things to watch for me tonight, rookies, how much are they going to play? I tend to think you're probably going to have 11, 12 guys on each side of the ball out. But if I tell you there's 11 out on offense, it's not going to be the starting 11 necessarily, because like B-Rob and Eckler, well, okay, there's two running backs. We know that Debo, or we're guessing Debo ain't going to play. And then Terry's obviously out. Noah Brown is out. Those two didn't travel, so there's already three receivers. So we got to have someone else. Oh, look at right tackle. My guess is Josh Connerly plays. The guy that on defense I would guess might not is Trey Amos. Like, he's already earned his starting spot. He's definitely playing. You have some decisions to make at corner elsewhere. You have enough depth on the roster at that position that he doesn't have to play. So I kind of think on the defensive side, you might not see Amos, who was the second rounder, but to get him some experience, especially because he's switching position. Again, this goes into the evaluation versus the preparation part. I kind of think it would be smart to get Josh Connerly a few series. Let's get him out there, see what he does, and roll from there. Also, who's starting at quarterback? That doesn't really matter, but like, is it Sam Hartman? Is it Josh Johnson? I'm guessing it'd be Johnson because he's the veteran, but also Hartman's been here longer. So we can ask that to JP Finley next, and many more other important questions about players that will ultimately make the team. JP joins us from Boston. Also got a, what's the vibe up there? Up in, I shouldn't say Boston, Foxborough. They're doing the Brady statue tonight. That's a wacky bit. Why aren't they doing it in a regular season game? We'll ask JP that very important question, see if he has an answer. So Finley joins us next here on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, YouTube too, at the Team 980. Joining us now from Foxborough is JP Finley. JP, how has 3 days in Foxborough been?
Oh, brother. I mean, you've been up here. It's not exactly like a bustling metropolis. I've had dinner at the same place two nights in a row, but the food was good.
I say this, JP, not like in jest. I did not know there were restaurants in Foxborough.
So, honestly, you wonder with what RFK is trying to build. The little area immediately surrounding the stadium, thank you, is called Patriot Place.
Okay.
And it's got there's a couple hotels. Imagine One Loudoun if it had a football stadium or like Reston Town Center. But, and then I'm actually staying at like a nubbier hotel probably 10 minutes away that is like legitimately just in the woods. Like B and I did our show from there today. He's like, where are we? I was like, man, I don't know. A residence inn in the woods.
I was up there. Actually, ironically, I was up there one time and it was for a preseason game. I'm sure you were there as well a couple years ago. What is that? Probably like 2016, 2017, somewhere in that. Brady was still playing.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like, it's there. It's like Buffalo and Orchard Park. There's a couple spots around the NFL where you're just like, why am I driving through a neighborhood to get to a football stadium? And there's literally like one road in, one road out. And so I did kind of chuckle when multiple of your beat colleagues decided to say, I'll go up for joint practice and I'm going to watch this one from home. I was like, that's not the worst decision that's ever been made. But they, JP, don't get to see the Tom Brady statue getting unveiled tonight. One, are you going to go to that? Two, why are they doing it ahead of a preseason game?
One, probably not. Actually, so I have a hit on Channel 4 at 6:09, and that thing starts at 6. Now, assuming that'll be a little bit of a song and dance and probably take a little while, I might walk over there. It's pretty neat. As for the why do it for a preseason game, I asked the same question. And the best answer I could come up with is they just wanted Jaden Daniels to be here for it. That is not a real answer, obviously. I think, honestly, I think it's just Brady's schedule is nuts. And he's calling games for Fox on Sundays. And, you know, I kind of get the feeling, and this is talking with some Patriots people, that, like, Brady, not that he doesn't love his time here and everything, but I think he's kind of turned the page in his career. I mean, first he went and won another Super Bowl in Tampa. Now he's a part owner of the Raiders. I can't imagine he still lives in New England. You know what I mean? So I think he's like, listen, I can lock in this Friday night and let's just do this. And I'm happy for the honor. I bet B and I were joking about this. I bet Brady is gone before the start of the second quarter, if not earlier than that. Like, I don't think he's sticking around long.
Yeah. I also think he probably has a way to get in and out of town that's more efficient than that one road that I was talking about earlier. JP Finley's with us. B. Mitch and Finley is, of course, his radio show, 10 to 2 each day on 106.7 The Fan, which you can listen to and watch in all the same places that you can get our show, except for YouTube. You have to go to their channel instead of ours, because otherwise you'll be watching Kevin Sheehan, which would look very different. JP also, of course, NBC4. You can catch him on TV previewing the game tonight. All right. As for the Commanders of it all, JP, first of all, just this is more note-taking than anything. Do we have any idea who's starting at quarterback tonight? We know it's not Jaden Daniels. We know Marcus Mariota didn't travel. Do we know which Sam Hartman or Josh Johnson is going to start and why?
I believe it's Hartman, but I don't know that definitively. But I believe it's Hartman. And it's my understanding that, I mean, those two, Hartman and Johnson, are going to play the whole game, that it's going to be much more of like a rotation rather than a, you know, Sam gets the first half and Josh gets the second half. I think because there's kind of a legitimate third quarterback battle between those two, that they want to, as much as they can, like level the playing field of who gets to play with who. So, you know, say early on in this thing, you've got some players out there that will be part of the 53. They want to let both guys get some work with them. And then later on in this game, as it's guys that maybe are practice squatters or what have you, you know, Sam and Josh will play with those guys as well. So I think it's going to be interesting. I don't know that it's going to be like an every other series, but I think we're going to see some back and forth that probably isn't all that customary.
That's very interesting. I can't remember seeing that. I'm sure it's happened. But that is definitely interesting from the evaluation, not only of those two, but of the guys around them. Speaking of, I talked a few minutes ago, JP, about how the two guys that, I don't say they have the most on the line, but like who I'm probably the most intrigued by on the offensive side are Luke McCaffrey and Ben Sinnott. And I feel like they were easy punching bags all off season because of what they did, or more specifically did not accomplish in the rookie years. But if you told me those guys are playing in the second half tonight, I'd be like, that's not great for them, but I wouldn't be surprised. What are your expectations for those two second year players?
So I want to address kind of the punching bag thing first, because I agree with you. I think both those guys caught a lot of heat maybe from the fan base. I think it's pretty unfounded. Like they were contributors to a top five NFL offense that went to the NFC title game. Now, did they have like the statistical production that showed that? No, but Sinnott blocked like a dog. McCaffrey played tough. I think you'd like to see more offense out of Sinnott, but what does that mean? Are you taking Zach Ertz off the field more? Because he's been dominant. Ertz right. looks better this camp than he did last camp. And he's a third down red zone machine. So, like, I don't understand that philosophically. Like, oh, well, you got to get him on the field. Like, if the other guy's great, don't you want him out there? And then Bates is clearly their top blocking tight end. And so that's McCaffrey, I think the adjustment to NFL wide receiver took some time. I think he was a little, at times, maybe rigid. And I think they're hoping – I asked it. Cliff, maybe Mitch asked him the other day. Somebody asked him about McCaffrey. And Cliff is not a blow-smoke kind of guy. Like, Cliff shoots it straight at all times. And he said he's been really impressed by Luke, how much cleaner he looks in and out of routes and stuff. And, you know, we've all been at camp. There hasn't been a ton of production for him at camp. But I also think he's playing outside a lot right now with Terry not there. And I think inside is a better place for him. I don't think we see those guys playing in the second half. I do agree with you. If we see that, it is not the best news. But, like, I find it hard to believe we will. But, you know, that's why they play the game. We'll find out.
We will. Game, of course, kicks off at 7:30 tonight. J.P. Finley joining us from New England. Specifically for the receivers, you talked about the rotation of the quarterbacks, which would be unorthodox. Rotating receivers is what happens every week in the NFL. But if you have a guy like McCaffrey, like what is DQ said or Cliff or anybody else that you've been able to talk to about how they'll utilize these guys in the preseason? Because you obviously have extra reps available. Your starters aren't playing. Terry's not here anyway. But, you know, if you're a guy like Luke, you kind of got to play some outside because someone's got to do it. But also, you're probably looking right. to play more inside in the regular season. What's the discussion been, and how have they also been balancing that through the practices?
What's interesting, I mean, specifically with that kind of stuff is, like, you know, Debo's this weapon that's in the slot sometimes. And then Jalen Lane is kind of forcing his hand to be in the slot sometimes. So does that kind of change a lot for Luke and his role? As far as the receivers tonight, I mean, we're going to see plenty of guys, you know, like where Strachan, who I've been told is actually pronounced Strawn, which is remarkable considered spelling. Ja'Cory Brooks, Gallup. We're going to see a lot of guys tonight. I think, you know, I don't know. I mean, the guys you see late in this game is probably fairly telling of where they stack up, but the receiver room or the receivers today, considering you don't have Terry, obviously. Noah Brown's not here. So, like, they're down two already. So there's going to be a bunch of folks out there and, you know, trying to make plays and flash. And see if they catch Bobby Engram's eye, Cliff's eye. And I think when you watch practice and when we watched the joint the other day, not having Terry and Noah is making an impact. At, you know, the folks up here in New England got all jazzed up because Washington got held without a score in a red zone drill. But Jaden fired a couple passes into the end zone that would have been tough contested catches. But you know who's really good at tough contested catches is 17. So if they can get that done, I think it's pretty obvious there's a hole there.
Yeah, for sure. I also think that wide receiver 5/6 is pretty fascinating too. And part of that we get to see tonight, who lines up where on special teams. Like, are some of those guys you mentioned out there on the opening kickoff? If so, that's a good sign for them, in terms of what their special teams value is. But are there any of those guys for any particular reason that you think, like right now, if you were doing a silly radio exercise that perhaps you do, that I certainly do, of making a 53, that you would be like, I'd put that guy ahead distinctly because of that reason?
Well, I mean, let's just count them, right? Assuming all hell doesn't break loose. Terry, Debo, Brown, Luke, Jalen, I mean, those are draft picks in the last two seasons. So then you're talking about a wide receiver 6, and Gallup maybe has a chance. Brooks, I think, maybe has a chance. But I'll throw a real wacky for you for our hypothetical radio exercise. If Bill Merritt shows tonight what we've been seeing in camp, what if they keep 4 back? And the way the practice squad rules are now, like, if you really like Ja'Cory Brooks or a guy like Michael Gallup that didn't play last year, you can have a veteran on your practice squad now. Like, they could – and Bemis always tells me this. He's like, yeah, you know, you get cut and somebody else can claim them, all those things. But, like, he's like, sometimes teams will just sell players or their agents, like, yo, don't answer the phone unless it's us. You know what I mean? Like, and the plan is to bring them back. And I just wonder – if you want to keep 4 backs, and maybe you don't, maybe, you know, McNichol's spot is not nearly as secure or whatever, but I think with the way the practice squad rules are now, we get so obsessed with the 53, but these are like truly 70-man rosters now. You can elevate somebody Saturday night, and I don't think they're as stressed about wide receiver 6 in the new world that we have the hypothetical conversation surrounding. But ideally, one of these guys emerges, and it's not a tough question for him.
No, I think that's a great point. And it really comes down to, like, who do you think might get claimed? Or do you have an agent or a player who's like, no, I'm not playing your silly game. Like, I'm not going to – like, if you're not going to keep me, I will go somewhere else. And obviously, if you're going to get paid to be on a 53, that's an easy decision. But some guys will go on the practice squad elsewhere because they're salty or whatever. But because of the rules being the way they are, both in that you can call guys up and, you know, I think it's up to 3 times before you have to elevate them, and you can do veterans. Like, I think that's a really good point. On the running back front, as J.P. Finley's with us here on the Hoffman Show, on the running back point – I haven't had a chance to do this scheduling stuff to come out and see it for myself, but everyone says that, like, Bill is the real deal. How much, like, what, why, I guess JP would like to ask it in the most simpleton way possible. Why is everyone saying that when we all know that running backs and running plays in camp are very hard to judge? What is he so distinctly doing that has everyone excited to see what he can do in a real football game, quasi real tonight?
What stands out to me is the way he cuts. His vision and his cuts really, really look sharp. And he kind of can have this little jump cut, but he can still run with enough power. There have been some really impressive moments for Bill in Ashburn. But I will say, everybody was excited to see him Wednesday at the joint practice. And the only real play he made, the only real note I made about Bill in that practice was the ball landed on the ground. And it looked to me like a read option, and maybe the mesh point between he and Jaden wasn't clean, but it was his rep, and the ball was between him and Jaden, and the ball was on the ground. And so I do think something like that, and who knows, maybe that's a 0 out of 10. Maybe it was Jaden's fault. Maybe it was the screwed-up play. Like, a million things could have happened, but, like, let's see what happens tonight before we anoint him. He's made some really exciting plays. But to your point, in practice, there was one play that went crazy, and I retweeted it, so maybe I'm part of the issue here, but there was a play where Merritt made a real nice kind of cut in the hole, and he does that really well. And then he got to the second level, and he kind of squared up with Tyler Owens for a pretty solid pop, right? That was a good little collision. But in a, and then Merritt kind of won that collision and kept going. But in a game, Owens is coming in low and trying to take his feet out, and like that good little pop could have just been a tackle. Like so you don't want to read too much into training camp stuff where nobody's tackling live.
Right, exactly. And we also we get to see like real pass protection tonight. You know, it's easier to look easy or look good in pass protection unless you really blunder it when the quarterback can't actually get hit. We know that's a huge element as well, but it's going to be fun to see him play. And I mentioned this a couple times this week, but you know, because he played just the one game for Arizona last year, I'm sure he is chomping at the bit to get to go tonight. After having to sit out with the eligibility stuff last year. Just another couple minutes here quickly with J.P. Finley. You can watch him on NBC4 tonight, top of the hour, 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock on TV. And, of course, check out his reaction to everything on the Beltway Football Podcast as well as on the radio show with B. Mitch on Monday. In terms of availability, JP, what do we know from the rookies tonight? Like, do we know if Josh Connerly is going to play, Trey Amos? Those are obviously the two big names. We know we'll see Lane and pretty much everyone else on down, but do we think we see the first-round pick and the second-round pick for the Commanders tonight?
I do think we see both those guys tonight. I think Connerly will go. I think Amos will go. Now, how much is that? I don't know. But I do think we see those guys tonight. And, you know, I think there's been a lot of talk about Connerly. I think the vast majority of it is premature. I think Connerly looked pretty darn good the other day in practices up here in New England. And I think tonight's wouldn't you want to see two series of Connerly? And what
Absolutely.
We know offensively, like, we're not going to see Tunsil. I don't think we see Biadasz. I don't think we see Wiley. I don't think we see Allegretti. So, like, somebody got to be out there. So I think your starting O-line is something like, you know, Trent Scott, Julian Good-Jones, Dieter. I think Connerly's at right tackle, right guard. You got to play this game. He's a first-round pick, yes, but he's also working at a new position. So it's been told to me to expect him, but, you know, these things are fluid too.
Yes, yes, indeed. Amos is the guy that I actually would think maybe gets to sit out tonight. Like, he is so solidly starting opposite of Marshon Lattimore. Yes, I do want him to continue to get reps, but I don't know how different his reps are going to be than a joint practice. And I don't need him, like, busting a collarbone trying to make a tackle. Like, to me, Amos is the guy that I would sit tonight.
I hear you. I wouldn't expect it, but I do hear you.
All right, fair enough. All right, last but not least, JP, a thought that got put in my head earlier today. I was talking to our guy Derek Forrest over from DC News Now, and he asked me this, and I thought it was a good question. Are we basically taking for granted Jaden Daniels at this point? Like, we haven't talked about him throughout this camp very much, at least on this show. I don't know how much you guys have. And every time we do, it's like, yeah, he's so good at football. Okay, now to this other thing. And it's year two, and I'm not saying that analysis is wrong. I'm just saying that, like, we should stop down and appreciate it. Like, is he having that good of a camp that it's just like, okay, smooth sailing, no real questions? Or are we not necessarily talking about Jaden Daniels enough?
Dude, it's funny you say that because I think it was on the podcast. Mitch and I, you know, we always get asked, like, oh, who's catching your eye at camp? And I make a point to say Jaden every time. I actually did a segment on All Ears where I talked about, I think, Sam Still's playing well, Bill Merritt's turning heads. And I was like, but we got to talk about Jaden because, yes, he looks excellent. He looks dynamic. Some of the throws he's making, some of the deep stuff, the Deebo, and, I mean, that throw to Jalen Lane did not come down in bounds. As much attention was on the catch, the throw was incredible. And, you know, I watched the joints the other day, and, you had starting offenses on opposite fields, practice fields, and we just watched Jaden, and he was surgical, picking apart, like, they weren't adjusting the line of scrimmage so these pass fans could scream that they didn't get a touchdown because they just ran plays from, like, the 35. But say they ran 10 plays, dude, 7 of them would have been first downs. And for all the talk of Bill Merritt and people are in a hurry to discount B-Rob ran the ball really well. And, dude, they rolled out, we're not supposed to get formational, But, like, you're going to understand what I'm saying. If they're running 12 or 13 and you have Tunsil on one side and you can put two tight ends on the other side, the runs to the edges were 6-7 yards, no problem. It was pretty impressive to see.
When you have, I mean, that's the thing, too, is it not necessarily in a practice. Although, I guess, I mean, Jaden can run in a practice. They just can't hit him. But when you see what a good running quarterback does for a run game, and we see it in Philadelphia, we saw it here last year, like, and then you add good blocking and you add good backs, like, it is so devastating because of how honest defenses have to be. And to see that happening in a joint practice in the preseason is obviously exciting. We'll see what they can do when they get to week one against the Giants. And Sam Hartman's probably not going to be as scary for the Patriots defense tonight. JP Finley, he's up there in New England. You can catch him on NBC4. And then are y'all going live Monumental app after the game, or are you going to do a podcast this weekend?
I should know that answer, Hoff. I know it's a video podcast, but I don't know if it's live.
Okay.
We should be live on 4 in the 11 o'clock news, though, because I'm assuming this isn't like a god-awful preseason game that goes 8 hours.
Yeah.
Game should end 10:15, 10:30, and we should be able to get out there. But I don't know.
Ask
Mitch.
We had him on, was it yesterday, 2 days ago? And I think he said that. So everyone, go in our podcast feed and go back and do whatever Mitchell Tischler said for the Beltway football of it all. JP, appreciate you, sir. Enjoy the rest of your time in lovely Foxborough.
No problem, buddy. Can't wait to get home.
I bet. That's JP Finley with us here on the Hoffman Show. All right, up next, you, 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. I would like to know what you are watching for tonight. I've given you some of what I am looking for. JP has given you what he is looking for. So what are you looking for? 301-230-0980. We are taking your calls on a Burgundy and Gold game day next. Commanders, not the only game in town tonight, or away game, not in town tonight. In fact, you got three DC sports teams in action. 7:30 is the kickoff between the Commanders and Patriots. It is also the tip-off time for the Mystics and Lynx in Minnesota. No Nafisa Collier, the MVP favorite, out with an ankle sprain for a couple of weeks, actually, for Minnesota. Nationals looking to get back on the right track. They are in San Francisco. They've lost 7 of 8, start of a 6-game road trip for the Nationals tonight, 10:15. Jake Irvin on the hill. That is what's trending. I'm Craig Hoffman on the team, 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music. or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.